Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
It's been 1 week since you talked to me, since you met me eyes, and we...
The energy this week is so weird.
I'm trying to keep the energy chaotic and wild until we get to content weekend.
So true.
Well, that's not that far off.
It's very soon.
It's like tomorrow.
Very, very soon.
It's in 1 week.
Stop it.
Stop. That's spam.
Tim's going to get in the car and start driving toward Nika's house so he can kick her ass.
Holy, how'd you see that hog, bitch?
She's a brunch bitch. And she's drinking mimosas.
Okay, I like this. This I do like. This good. I like. Okay.
Ah, golly. Yeah, that's so soon. Check your emails, especially if you're in one of those big, big, fat high tiers that need to respond.
Yeah, if you're a WEC.
And if you're a WEC or you're a demi angel of death, get in there because we need to talk to you via video chat.
Yeah, we need to.
We got a bone to pick with you.
In your brain.
We need your input.
Then we need to pick that bone in your brain, actually. Yeah, because we're recording. We know what time Michael's getting in on March 30th, that Thursday, and it's March 14th.
It's
Holy
so
shit.
Soon. I'm gonna have a heart attack.
It's so soon.
I can't think about it too much.
I gotta make a lot of dungeon tiles between now and then.
Oh shit!
I gotta get cracking.
Do you need me to print anything?
I'll send you a list.
Can you print me the yawning portal?
Sure. Fuck it. I mean, like, if you don't give me any more details to go on, you have to realize I don't know what that is, and I'm going to print something wrong.
You could just buy it from WizKids for like $400.
Wow. Simply do that.
Simply do that.
Jennifer said I could get it one time.
I rescind that for sure.
Undo.
We have a house now, so.
So we have places to store it.
No. The house keeps eating up all of our money.
It needs to cool it.
Hey, go to geeklycon.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
Please. And grab a ticket to GeeklyCon because we're doing it.
Holy shit.
Doing it, gang. So get on that, please. Because it's in June this year, so the runway is shorter than normal.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
So there isn't a lot of time to, get those tickets.
Whoa.
We'll be announcing cutoff dates soon. So.
Whoa.
So hop on there, fam.
Get on it.
Previously on Greetings Adventures.
I feel like we just had four really stressful things happening. My heart is beating four times as fast.
Yeah, it's not great because the OT, guys, like, they are bringing an army. It's coming here.
Like, when I get stressed, I gotta use my hands.
They know that Rexialis is... fomenting rebellion, all that good stuff.
I feel like Milton has got some like combat training.
Hello.
He's like a father to me since my father was tragically murdered by magic. I told you about that, right?
My dad could beat your dad up.
The OT bought the mines.
Yeah, I'm broke.
Well, it's more that they took them.
If we could get that dragon to furiously jack off, then we could have a whole army of dragons.
Yeah, he needs to get going.
Okay, you get to Rex's.
So, things are getting pretty dangerous right now.
Does Ratma know?
Ratma must know because she skipped town, and she gave me some sort of fucking key.
She did.
Do you know what the key is? She says she's just going to get it back, but...
You need to bring the dragon with you.
Wait, what?
If they're coming here with a battalion, they can't find the dragon.
Okay. What is this other door to?
The old tunnels.
Yo, what?
There's a way down the mountain.
Oh.
Through the earth. It goes through a locked door, which apparently Chuck has the key to now. There's a problem, though.
Yes.
The old tunnels are locked away for a reason.
Oh.
So if you follow that path, it will bring you out on the river further down the mountain. My guess is if Ratma gave you this key, she will find you there, and she will be able to help you from there. She is baffling.
Let's go see... the dragon.
Let's go see Jermichael.
Do we walk in on Jermichael jerking it off?
Fucking better.
Does he have a humanoid form? Jermichael jermerking it.
You do all that, and you open the door, and he still throws a magazine across the room when you walk in and pretends like he's not doing anything.
Michael, just so you know, Milton Graves can fight.
What up, sport?
Hey, man.
Do you have a name?
Not right now. You got one?
We all have names. My name is Celine.
Like Dion?
What was that?
What?
My name's Celine.
Celine.
Yeah, you're getting it.
All right.
I'm Chuck.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, God. This is Screech. We got to get out of town, bud. So, get your stuff together. Rex's husband, and Rex said that we need to get you the freak out of Dodge.
What?
So we gotta get you out of here. The freaking OT. I don't know if you know what any of this means. How old are you?
I'm 143 years old.
No, Jesus. Wait, sorry. You're 143?
Is that old?
Dragon years.
Oh, so is he just gonna like be like this for like a lot longer?
He better not. We might need to put... We might give him a pen and paper.
Hey, you want this, like, comic book? I've read it a lot, but maybe you would want to read it.
Which one?
It has some titty in it.
What kind of titty?
What kind of titty you like?
Which kind of titty you got?
Well, this book has, some dragon titty.
Yeah, pass.
I mean, human titty.
Yeah, pass.
Bugbear titty?
Pass.
All right.
What about ant titty? Would you like that?
You want some ant titty?
Oh, they got titty.
Like a big...
Like the ants, the big ants, and then they got titties on them.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't think they got titty.
What about Uncle Titty?
Talk to me. What'd you say, Uncle Titty?
Stop, and I smack the magazine out of Rourke's hand. The OT's getting here in a couple days, so we got a scooch, so grab your stuff.
So wait, what are we doing with him now? Where are we?
We're going to the tunnel.
Are we just leaving? Like, forever? Do I need to grab my stuff?
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't just leave now.
This is a terrible idea.
What? Don't say that.
You need to cut your collar off. We got to do the hey boy. I thought we talked about all this.
Hold on.
So we're leaving later. Let's leave in the nighttime when it's dark.
Celine's starting to sweat
profusely. You obviously have never ran away from a town in the night before.
No. And I've, you know, never left my, you know, whole life behind and
probably
ruined my family's life.
Oh, you gotta try it.
What? You've run away and ruined your family's life.
Yeah.
Well, remember, Rex is going to try to cover for you. Rex said that he was going to basically say that the revolution ran off with you or whatever.
With me, with Celine.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's that covering?
Well, not cover, but like make it seem like I didn't defect. I haven't defected.
Oh, like the runoff mean they stole Celine?
Yeah, like Celine got stolen.
Gotcha. It's fine. She's just with the revolution, not with the revolution.
No, she's in their mind, she is a captive.
A captive. Got it. That makes sense.
But then won't they come chase after, but then we can ambush them?
And they won't be able to track you.
We could theoretically, if we could find a place, we could get into a situation where it would be a really good spot to, like, trap them somewhere, and then we could,
they have
like,
a whole battalion, though.
But if we draw them out.
But maybe we could, like... I don't know. Who else hates the OT? We could get a whole bunch of different little village towns together. This is like what Braveheart was, right? Like, he got a whole bunch of different, like, tribes together.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
and they,
so
like,
true.
All fought against
England. So we need to go to Scotland.
Mm-hmm. And then they flooded the mine.
They flooded it.
Yeah.
It was full of ants that are magic.
We gotta stop talking about flooding the mine.
I just want to flood the mine.
I thought, we were thinking about it still.
I know, and I if I could smack that idea. Guys.
Screech slash Bachman is like, oh, we're flooding the mines.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Michael, before I forget, I would like to message Lucy that the OT, oh, the battalion's coming for the OT and they need to leave with us. Not she, they.
Okay. Yeah. Do that.
I do that.
So can we say, did we come over here with the intention of leaving? I guess what I'm trying to figure out.
We came over here to talk to Rex, and then Rex is like, you need the dragon. So we're like, let's go talk to the dragon.
Selene wants her stuff. She's not
ready to
run away without my stuff.
Yeah, so we'll just...
I got my Crimson Courtesan books.
Exactly.
Am I supposed to not get my Halloween supplies? Really?
Who knows what else weird shit Selene has in her bags? Weird sentimental things.
Let's find out.
Yeah. Maybe you'll find out one day.
I mean, I got to get all my costumes and grappling various gadgets. What about my ward? My new ward.
Oh my god.
So Dragon, you're good with leaving with us? Like, I mean, I don't know what life you've had or how long you've been in this room, but
actually, yeah, how long have you been down here? Like
I just don't 30 dragon years.
Okay.
38 years?
30 dragon years.
Dragon years.
So, okay, you're saying dragon years in a way that makes me think they're different than our years. How long is a dragon year?
That's 365 days.
No,
that's a regular
year.
Dragon days. The dragon days.
Actually, we decided on episode 72... that due to the orbit of this planet...
Oh, my God. No! It's 300. Wow.
How long is a dragon day?
I can't tell you.
I wanted to get all the way down, and then it's just the seconds are different.
It's fucked up. I can't think of that. Give me a nosebleed. Do you got stuff you need to gather?
Yeah, like, do you have, like, a pack with... your items?
I got a bindle.
Okay, perfect.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you've done this before. Hell yeah.
Yeah. You come back.
Radical. All right, we're going to come get you tonight. We should probably figure something to call you. How about Jamichael?
That sounds good. That's a code name.
Hell yeah.
Jamichael.
Just when you come in, knock.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Knock!
Well, not very loud.
Bye.
All right, bye.
I just like him. As, I also like imagine he was like reading a book the whole time that he was like talking to.
Right, because he won't jack off. So it's like.
Nah, he's just like giddy. He's just edging himself. He's getting hornier and hornier. He's like reading really fucked up fan fiction.
Whoa.
He's reading the kinds that have like 100 tags on them.
I thought he was just reading like a coding book, like boring as hell.
Like, but. No, it's a 100 tag fanfic that is. Has 50 fandoms tagged in it.
Whoa.
It's really fun.
That's the good shit.
A free fan for all.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was. This is. That was weird. I hope that guy can fight or something, because. Yikes.
I'm going to be honest. I'm, I sort of feel like I'm dissociating right now because everything is really weird and. Like. I'm really just going to quit. I mean, there's no other option.
Yeah. Right?
There's no other option.
I mean, you go back and die.
I mean, do you want to stay with them? Do you want to stay with the OT and all that they stand for?
Where are you all? Where are you guys right now? What are you doing?
I'm assuming we're just like walking up
walk
the
and
stairs.
Talk. Walk and
yeah,
talk.
Like,
you know, shut the door.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're heading back to the tavern.
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I guess. Like, is it weird for? I mean, I guess like at this point they don't know anything's up, so like us right. walking around together is fine.
Michael, could I have a quick private conversation with an NPC?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Dig our ears off.
Oh,
get the fuck out of here! All right, yeah, now they're all gone. I think Screech would probably have a conversation with Milton Graves.
Okay.
I would want it to I'd be like, okay, Milton, we're leaving tonight.
Yes.
I think some of these, some of them are starting to suspect.
Suspect what, sir?
There might be a correlation between myself and you know who. The beholder doodle. I suppose you haven't been around. I've switched personas a few more times. Take this costume, slide him a little parcel. Like, take this costume. We're famously the exact same size.
Yes, cool.
I'm gonna send you away, and you're gonna, you know, give us a loose follow.
Okay.
But I need you to show up strategically as Beholder Doodle, so I can kind of throw him off the trail.
So you know that you are. A bit larger than me.
I don't know that I would say larger. Which way?
Well, we're of a similar
height. Yeah, taller, my shoulders are broader.
We're of a similar height, yeah. But the suit often is a bit baggy on me.
I think we can pull it off. You make any modifications that you deem fit. We just got to sell this.
What? You know you can count on me, sir.
My man. And we do our secret handshake that everybody knows we're famous for.
Yep.
That makes it not secret, I guess.
All right, cool.
That's it.
So the rest of us are heading back to the Goblin Pit to collect our life and prepare to leave.
I guess.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Everything we've ever known.
Yeah, Chuck probably like kicks a panel off the wall and pulls out like a dusty bug out bag.
Oh my god. Yeah, and I mean, Selene doesn't have like that. Well, do I have a question?
How comfy did she get in her room? Is Selene one of those people that unpacks everything whenever she gets to an inn?
I think so, absolutely. I think everything is folded, hung up appropriately. Yeah, everything's very neat and has a spot. But I what I'm worried about is that Selene brought more shit than she can take on the run.
Yeah.
Because I need to pack lighter.
So true.
And she's never had to do this before.
So true.
So she's stressing out. She's sweating hard.
When Rourke and I get to our home after checking in the Goblin Pit, I like pull out a whistle like, this is not a drill. You know what to do. Get ready. We got to leave at any moment. And I'm just like blowing a whistle. You know what to do.
Sorry,
and I'm like clapping and behind her and chasing her.
Rourke goes to a section of the wall that is slightly less dusty and rips it out and has her own little bug out bag. And she's like ready to go. She rips her favorite poster off the wall and like everything on back is like a map of the surrounding area. And like everything, she's ready. She's been preparing for this. You know, they did like 3 a.m. drills over this. And so she's like, fuck yeah, it's time. And she messages Lucy and she goes, we're getting ready to leave town. Ratma's gone. Everything's going to hell. I'll see you on the other side.
Scrooge would probably tell Milton to stay behind and help under the guise of handling his affairs, but try and delay the OT.
Yes, sir. If this is the last you see me, sir, it has been an honor working for you.
Thank you for your years of service. You were like a father to me. You still are, but, you know, in case something happens.
Soon I shall be much like your real father to you.
Let us not dwell on it, and instead think of happy days to come after we're both dead.
I will see you in the fields of Elysium, friend.
Like flowers to the sunrise. So, goodbye.
So long. Oh, there's your latest ward is here to see you.
Which one?
I don't know its name.
And who are you?
It's me, Gertie!
You've got me at a disadvantage, friend.
You don't remember. You said...
Oh, shit, Gertie. Yes, Gertie.
Yeah, you legally adopted me.
Yeah, I legally adopt so many people, you see. Yeah, so here's the thing. We're leaving town. Welcome to come along.
I'll get my stuff.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Not going to have a lot of time to do dad stuff. I just want to make sure our expectations are tempered.
I mean... What? So, okay. As long as I get to spend time with you, I don't mind.
Yeah, let's dial it back a couple of notches, and yeah, you can come.
You know, a lot of people probably think this is worse than being an orphan, but... You know what? Let's do it.
Fair enough. And did you ever... this would be an aside. This would be real quiet. Did you ever pick a persona, or like what? You guys can't hear that.
Yeah, we're not even with you. We can't hear Gertie.
I can hear that because you didn't tell me to take my headphones off.
Yeah!
So true.
Shit.
I want to say that I did and that we totally talked about it.
Yeah, did you make... I think you were supposed to make a costume or something. Did that ever...
I know, I've kind of spaced on it. So sorry, Dad.
Okay, just pick an animal. Before we leave town, give Milton your measurements. He'll take care of it.
I might have said meerkat. I don't know.
There's a couple of things in chat. Yes, that was brought up. That's not what we're doing. At this point, I don't think it matters. I think just pick something and get it to Milton.
All right. Okay. When are you leaving?
It could be any time. Just keep your phone on you.
What? I don't have a phone. What's a phone?
We'll let you know. You won't miss the signal.
Okay, I'll be at the stable. Bye.
She runs off. Can anyone who's in the goblin pit give me a perception roll?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I think it's just you now.
Oh, are we not in there anymore?
Oh, you're not at... Well, you're in the basement?
Yeah, we're in my home, which is detached.
Okay. We're in the root cellar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an R-U-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
Go! Ooh, I got a 1.
Are you in the goblin pit, Screech?
I don't know.
Yes, you are.
Michael, I rolled a 10. I got a 10 total.
You, Celine, you hear a distant thumping, but you have no idea from where.
The wiki says that she's a tanuki.
That's adorable.
That is cute. They've got really big balls, too. She's fun. It's
huge. Huge. You gotta see, if you haven't looked it up, you gotta see Tanuki, the art where they're using their balls as sails. Or a sled. They do it. There's like tons of art of it.
That's fucked up. Thank you, Mr. Red, and we should thank you more often. Thank you.
Mr. Red, we owe you our lives.
Yeah. The Greetings Adventurers Wiki. It's out there. You can click it.
So, okay, if I heard a sound and I could not tell it where it was coming from, I think I would come out of my room just to, you know, see if I could hear anything else. Mm-hmm. So I pause my packing and I open my door, stick my little head out in the hallway, see if I hear anything.
Roll again with advantage.
Okay, I'm going to pick a better dice because my other one was doing bad. That time, I got a 19.
You hear another thump, and it's definitely coming from Ratma's room.
From Ratma's room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Hey, wait, and I know that Ratma's...
Yeah, I told you.
I know. Okay. Okay. I walk towards Ratma's room.
Okay.
Can I stand, like, away from the door where I can still see it, and I'll use my mage hand to just open the door?
Yeah, it creaks open and nothing jumps out or anything. I mean,
it's okay. Well, I like kind of look behind me in the hallway and then I go in there.
Ooh!
And I close the door.
You close the door. Wow, no escape.
I can open the door.
Oh, I've seen horror movies.
Well, I don't want any of the OT people to come snooping up here and see me in Ratma's room and be like, what are you doing in Ratma's room?
That's wise.
So you stand there for a minute and you don't hear anything else. And you're like, just thinking, maybe you didn't hear anything at all. But then a large footlocker at the foot of Ratma's bed goes thump and kind of like jumps a little bit.
Okay, so I
oh God.
Walk up to the footlocker.
We're about to leave this town with 57 people.
Now you can choose not to open. You can choose not to open this footlocker.
Oh, I'm not gonna open it. I'm not opening it. I'm gonna knock on it.
Hello.
Wow.
Is it hot in here? Or is it just you?
Now, wait a second. This is ringing a bell in my mind, maybe?
From the live show?
Yeah. Is this that guy?
The demon?
Is he in there? Because Selene was, like, around. Like, she saw this.
I think so.
Because I think, yes, Selene knows this because I pretended to be, I changed myself to look like Ratma.
That's so true.
And yes, and Ratma put this guy there. Okay. Wow. Even through the footlocker, huh? You're quite the creature, huh? So Ratma left you?
Yes, I've been cast aside like yesterday's garbage.
Oh, that's too bad. I wonder if, you know, so you're just going to be stuck in here, right? Unless I let you out.
Yes, I shall waste away to nothing.
Hmm.
Unless, are you my appendix? I don't know what you do or how you work, but I feel like I should take you out.
Wow. I've read that one before. Didn't think I would actually hear it in real life.
Like, you could take me out of this box, you know?
You know, I could. But the last time you were out, you kind of caused a lot of problems. And I don't really want any problems right now. And in fact, I could use with the opposite of that. I could use some help. Maybe. From you.
I would, of course, I would help you in whatever way you desired.
Hmm.
Every pleasure could be yours.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll come back and get you when I'm ready to need your help. Bye.
Okay, bye.
This feels like a good distraction to set him loose upon some OT.
Whoa.
Or something.
All right,
I just had a great idea. Okay,
open this box.
Selene is like walking down the hallway and her mind is working, and then all of a sudden her eyes are like shining and she's like, I have to find Chuck. And I go down, because I know where your zone is. So I go down there.
I'm pouring a thing of gasoline over all of our items.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Wow, you're a... Wait, are you gonna burn the goblin pit down?
No, it's not actually connected, so it is burned down here.
Oh, jeez, okay.
It'll be fine. Well, no, it's just a precaution. Like, we don't have to.
Okay.
We just got ready so fast. Usually we train for leaving in the middle of the night. And since we have like a couple more hours, I didn't know what to do. So I was like, what if...
It feels weird. It feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Just covering everything in oil.
Yeah, and then we could burn it.
Well, I might have found something that could help us, I think.
Okay, what's up?
So you remember that incubus?
Yeah.
We dealt with? Well... He's still here, and he's trapped under Ratma's bed, and he seemed pretty willing to be enthralled to me, but I kept him in the box because I don't trust him.
Yeah, we just throw that box in the lake.
Well, no, I was thinking of maybe a different way to dispose of it, which is perhaps maybe we put it in the room of one of the OT, or, you know, use it for a distraction. Of some sort.
Sure.
You know?
I like it.
or somewhere, you know, so a distraction while we're running away. Like, you know, maybe we could lead them to somewhere and then the box is there and then they open it and it's like, oh my gosh, it's just an incubus.
What if we just open the box and let them come with us, though? What if we did that?
You know, Rourke, don't you...
I mean...
We remember... before.
I just remember that big hog.
Well,
no, you do not. You don't even know what that is.
Is it work like 26? 30? I forget.
That's not too old to be boy horny.
But what are we in dragon years, you know?
Oh my god.
Hard to say.
Yeah, that's good. Hopefully the OT doesn't assume there's devil worshippers here, but, you know, I'm sure there's ways we can avoid that.
Well, maybe we shouldn't put it in the room. Maybe we draw them out into the forest or something so they're not around. And we, you know, maybe could we put them out somewhere and then we, you know, get little Petey or someone to be like, I heard a horrible sound in the woods. Mr. OT, please help.
Sure.
You know, just spitballing. I just feel like since we have access to... a locked incubus.
That's a
good idea, right?
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's fine.
Thank you. I thought so.
Yeah.
So.
Weird. So we're just going to throw him in the lake? I wasn't necessarily.
Wait, what? No, we were going to put him in the forest.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
And then we'll just tell, I don't know. Who can we plant this idea with? We need someone, I mean, other than Little Petey. Maybe we don't want to do it to Little Petey.
I mean, Little Petey's kind of consistent, so we just give him, like, 6 silver and be like, hey, a couple days after the OT get here, say something's weird in the forest.
That's true. That's a great point. He definitely will lie for money, so, okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a plan.
He's a rotten kid, so you might as well use it. No fixing him. We've tried. We've tried a lot, actually. But now we just think we might as well use him to do bad stuff.
The old plan of hoping he gets kicked by a horse, you know, is not working out. So.
If he doesn't get, like, enrichment from when we tell him to do bad stuff, he comes up with bad stuff to do on his own, and we can't have that.
It's a great point. So honestly, this is, if you think about it in a way, we're giving little Petey enrichment.
So true. All right, I'm about to pass out from the fumes, so...
Yeah, you should probably stop pouring it on everything. I'm going to leave, too. And Celine has a handkerchief in front of her face.
Rourke, you good to say goodbye to this place forever?
Yeah. I just got one more thing I got to do. And then Rourke...
No. Are you going to open that fucking box? Don't do it.
Oh, I could open the box. No, I was just going to say she pisses on the stage, but like...
We're in our home, not the goblin pit.
No, that's the bed.
Stop pissing everywhere.
We haven't left yet.
I always just wanted to piss all over this place, Dad. Okay.
Go piss, girl.
Never mind. She just eats some dirt from the ground and says, now I'll always have home inside of me.
Well, not always. You'll digest it and poop it out later.
No. Bachman, don't tell her that. Always there.
She's very stupid.
I mean, there's an argument to me in, like, anything you eat's a part of you for all time. You know, there's an argument for that, right?
It goes into your cells. Mm-hmm. And the cells replicate.
Not a great one.
Well, you're not able to figure out which individual calorie goes where, so it's possible you know, the beans you had last night or like 7 years ago.
With your ass.
They powered the juice for this hair or you're repairing this skin cell or something.
It's Schrodinger's beans at this point.
Yes. So true. In the future, we will know. And it's going to be so beautiful. Although dirt doesn't have nutrients. So yeah, we head to the Goblin Pit.
Okay, is everybody at the Goblin Pit?
Yes.
I think so at this point, yeah. And I guess Selene
Rourke runs in with her mouth covered in dirt.
And I guess, sorry, real quick though, I guess Selene would probably leave, like she would leave some things behind because she can't carry
Well, we
anything,
have to do it.
Also,
we have to do a classic hey boy.
Exactly, it has to be tricksy anyway. So she has to, so basically I think that Selene can only bring, like choose like a select few things to bring with her. And she is,
and you can't make it too clean. You gotta have some dirty panties and shit like that. Yeah, I mean, I'm able to just leave. That's a good thing, right?
I mean, I'm ready now.
I'm legally a contract worker.
Are you, Celine, you finished packing in your room?
Yeah.
You're about to leave, and you go to open the door, and someone slips in really quick. and goes, "Hello, Celine.
Oh my.
It is I."
Wow.
Skin Kyle.
Skin Kyle. Well,
I don't know what to do. The OT, they are here. What do we do?
Well, you know, I'm actually...
You told them I'm dead, correct?
Yes, they think you're dead. Skin Kyle, let me be honest with you. I've been doing a lot of lies that I have to keep remembering.
Yes.
But it's because you know how that is when you're in the OT and you've got to lie all the time. But I guess I'm kind of defect because I don't see any other way out.
Hey, we got to cut your collar off. Should we just go do that now?
Yeah. Well, you're not here. We're in my room.
If you leave your collar behind, maybe ZOT, they think you're dead.
That, if I leave it behind?
Yes, they have evidence or something. I don't know. I am not a strategist. I am more of a, I don't like a hype man.
Right. No, that's a good point, actually. So maybe I should make it look like someone came in here and snatched me. Maybe I should make it look a little messy.
Yes.
Skin Kyle.
This smart, you smart. Good.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And so he like looks around the room and just starts
You could
like,
say maybe I'm your muse, huh? You could say that. You get these good ideas when I'm around, huh?
Yeah, sure, of course. So,
Oh, you want to take me with you? No!
Well, actually, I mean, you can do magic, so...
Oh my god, we can't leave this town with 57 people.
Hey, you know, some say I'm a loose end. I gotta get wrapped up, you know?
Oh, yes!
I dangling away here in this town of...
You know, let's ask Chuck what he thinks. He's, like, kind of in charge of the whole thing, so...
Oh, how come?
Well...
You're OT, you're not a leader or whatever.
True, but he knows his way around the outside.
I don't think he likes me, though.
Around on me, I think, so he'd probably come around on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think maybe I grow on him? You're probably right. He probably likes me a lot by now.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Do you want to help me mess my room up some?
Oh, sure. Smash it.
Not too loud, though. Gotta keep it quiet because they're still, like, around.
Right. They're, like, two doors over.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let's make it messy, but, like, not loud.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like it looked like it's been rifled through.
You bet.
Let's take my bag here and just, like, rip it open. Make it look like someone was, you know, going through my stuff. All right, so I do that.
They do it. You do it.
Then I say, once we're done there, go down to Chuck and Rourke's house?
No, we already did that.
Where are we going then?
Mm-hmm.
What's our next plan? What was our plan to meet up?
You came to us, and we were with you.
Right, and then I went back upstairs because I was telling you about the thing, so I had to finish packing.
So, yeah, we went with you to the Goblin Pit.
Yeah, so you're all in the goblin pit now.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Well, actually, no, he can't. So Skinkowl can't just go down into the goblin pit.
Correct.
So that's why I'm like, okay, I guess maybe I can just tell him to stay in the room and then I can go down. Skinkowl, maybe like higher the bed, just to be safe.
I hide in the attic. I continue. Oh, perfect. I go back up there.
Hey, maybe you could keep an eye on our little incubus buddy.
Oh.
Maybe you could even help set that up for us.
Yes, yes. Mm. Make Skin Kyle the fall guy. I love that.
No.
Oh, we're going to like unleash him upon the OT.
Yes.
When they least expect it.
Exactly.
Oh my God. And then we come back and the OT is just in a huge orgy with the incubus.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We're like, we don't even care about magic
this
anymore.
This guy rocks, actually.
We just want to fuck this incubus. Yeah, he's So he's actually in a locker under Ratma's bed. I heard him thumping earlier. It was the issue. I think he's pissed now that Ratma's gone. So yeah, we were
thinking. He probably likes it though. He's an incubus.
Eh? Oh, obviously.
They are the same.
He's disgusting. honestly, we hadn't really nailed down 100% what the idea was with him. It's more that, you know, I'm not going to look a gift incubus in the mouth. We have to use him for something.
Yes, use the paints as they are put on the palette.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is what they say where I am from.
Very?
No, it's very different.
France.
So, yeah, you know, honestly, Skinkowl, I trust you. I think that I can definitely delegate this to you. So, you know, however you see fit to use this incubus, whether you, I don't know, throw him in the woods or the lake or down in a hole or like a well or wherever you just think he'll wreak the most havoc once the OT gets here. So maybe you can, like, you know, stay in the attic, creep on down, put him out, and then, you know, and then maybe we can meet up another later. You know, we'll leave a note.
Okay. This sounds like a great plan.
Where can we leave a note? I think we can leave a note. I mean, he's got magic. He's, like, useful.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So let's just, where's a good place I could say to leave a note for someone in this town that's not shady?
Oh, boy. Good question.
Or, like, that's not, like, won't be found, I guess.
Leave it at the bottom of the waterfall.
Okay. You got it. So then I leave Skinkowl to deal with the incubus and slink up back to the attic. And I peek my head down to make sure I don't see any OT before I leave my room with my bag. And then I go down to the main area of the goblin pit.
Roll perception.
11.
You don't hear or see any OT.
That's great. You did great.
I still, like, sit down.
You're not
down.
Doing anything shady, though, right?
Well, I have my bag with me. That's weird. But I have a lot of a cloak and a dress, so I just, like, make the bag, like, under my skirt so you can't see it. And I sit. I'm reading a book. Waiting for you guys.
We're here.
Well, I'm...
Everybody's here?
So I slide into a chair at the table where you guys are.
What up, what up?
Let's just say Skinkowl. He's still around.
Yeah.
He kind of wanted to go with us. And I was like,
Yeah, he should. He's part of the revolution.
I mean, he definitely wants to. And I would feel pretty bad if we don't, like, keep him in the loop on what's going on. But I was genius and figured out that he could just be the one to unleash the...
Right. Didn't you tell the OT you killed Skinkowl?
Yeah, they won't see him. They're not going to see him.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's just going to stick around to you know, drag the box out and place it somewhere that will wreak havoc. And then sneak back up into the attic and we'll leave a note for him at the bottom of the waterfall and he'll catch up with us eventually.
I don't know. That sounds risky, but...
What do you recommend then?
Not using the guy you said you killed, I guess, but...
But he's here regardless.
You gotta kill him.
No!
And I pass over my bread knife.
We can't kill Skinkowl?
Number one, I'm offended that you think I would ever use a weapon like this. I use the weapon of magic.
Okay.
That's my medium.
Right. Magic's messy, though, so, you know.
Yeah, I have a knife.
So wait, you don't want to use my knife. You just want to use your
knife. Yeah, that knife sucks.
Okay. So it's not the. All right, whatever.
No, this was dull as hell. It's for bread.
We got a little. Look, the sun's going down. Look at that. We need a frickin'
okay.
Get the crap out of here.
Okay.
I hid a note for the Goblin Pit people. They probably won't find it, but I've joked about leaving in the middle of the night a lot. So I'm not gonna say goodbye. None of that shit. No thanks. But I've hidden notes, and it'll be fine. They'll eventually find it. Not a big deal. So I say, soonish, we just dip, but we got to cut your collar off. So we either do that on the way out.
You're in the main area of the Goblin Pit saying this. So keep it down.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could say for the podcast we're talking in normal voice, but not actually.
Right.
We're whispering. Imagine we're talking quiet. Because I truly was about to be like, they're going to hear us, Tim. Like, the OT's going to hear us.
Now, Ratma did have special collar clippers.
Ew.
Yes.
But so they like probably still in her room?
Room or attic or something like that.
Yeah.
I go in her room and get it.
Yeah.
Do I see the box?
Oh, God, I don't know, but that's where the thing is.
Yeah, I mean, you absolutely would see a box.
I feel like the second if Rourke was like, I'll go get it, I feel like someone would go after her. And be like, no, it's there.
It would take me, I'm probably still making fun of you for the dagger thing, and like, wait!
Exactly.
Rourke touches the box, and what was his name?
I assume it was some really bad joke based on a singer from Incubus or something.
Oh, God. Brandon.
I mean, honestly, that sounds like it could be correct.
No, we have to find out for sure.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay, someone in the chat said Hunter. That sounds like that could be right.
Rourke goes and puts her face right up next to the trunk, and she just says, a day hasn't gone by that I haven't thought about you. And then she, like, takes and she writes what they're planning to do and slips it inside the trunk.
Oh, no.
So that he can find it. And then she just goes, find me, and kisses it. And then she grabs the item, which I forgot why I came into the room to get. The clippers. She grabs the clippers and then goes out.
Okay.
In an appropriate amount of time so no one worries too much that anything weird has happened. But something weird has definitely happened.
All right. Now what? You got clippers.
I think we have to leave. I think we have to go somewhere and do
this. Yeah, I guess we wait till night falls.
Yeah.
Night falls on the 15th day.
Yeah, I feel like this is like the last thing to cut off the collar.
Cut the collar.
You know?
And then go get dragon and then dip, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would assume, I have a hard time picturing like what's around
mm-hmm.
Rexy Alice's house, but it, like, is there like, you know,
apparently the incubus name was Brandon.
It was Brandon. Okay.
Okay.
Brandon
perfect.
The incubus.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That sounds like some dumb shit I would do.
Mr. Red's memory is what makes the canon. So even yes. if Mr. Red is wrong,
it doesn't matter. He's correct.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. What does it feel like to have that power? You have more power than we do, Mr. Red.
And like, also, you can just like tell us anything. We'll be like, yeah,
that sounds right.
That sounds right. I believe it.
My character's name is Duck. All right.
Okay.
So yeah, should we just do that?
Yeah. So Rex lives in a little castle, a little strongholdy castle thing.
Yeah. And remind me, are there like tunnels from where Jermichael is to the area where the key that Chuck has will open, or are we going to have to go back overland with this?
No.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's like castle, and then there's like a basement, mm-hmm. and there's like a secret door that goes to a lab,
mm-hmm.
and there's another secret door.
Gotcha.
That goes to the realm of Jermichael.
Hell yeah.
And then in the realm of Jermichael, there's a
third secret door.
There's the 15th secret door, which goes to the old tunnels.
And so I think to remember that we want to be somewhere private when I cut the collar off. We need to leave the collar somewhere that's like, they'll find it later.
Yeah.
But not in a super suspicious place.
Should we just like
throw it down the well or something?
Yeah, or the edge of the water.
Yeah. So it just like floats up on shore.
Yeah. So, yeah. Michael, we have the clippers. We walk towards the keep. We're walking. Mm-hmm. We have all our shit.
We're walking and we're probably not talking. Yeah, this is solemn.
Yeah, this is the first business time. Yeah, yeah, we probably should be talking because it's less conspicuous. But, and then I think we freaking like, all right, are you ready? And I have the clippers.
No turning back.
Yeah, I mean.
Actually, Screech, do you want to do it? I'm just nervous. It will. What if Celine's more important than Kyle and it like explodes?
Screech does it.
Hell yeah.
Celine's eyes get real big and magical light comes out of the necklace. And then we'll, I don't know what happens. We'll have to find out next week.
Michael!
Michael, but I don't want to find out next week.
No collar!
Screech killed her!
Who's Screech?
Oh my god, what is Celine gonna look like with no collar?
Just a white ass neck.
I feel like she has a tan line. Except for she's very pale, so she probably doesn't. But she might have like, she probably has like a mark though. I mean, it's like, you know, when you wear a ring, like your wedding ring, and you take it off and you've got like an indentation there. Mm-hmm. She's got an indentation around her neck.
If you're alive.
I guess that's true. I guess
Kyle could have been an older model. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's true. Damn.
Kyle's a human. Skin Kyle.
Yeah.
He's not a human. I just thought he was. Wow.
Wow.
Well, I sure hope Celine's okay, gang. But I know one thing that will help you being neck tunneled is going to DieHardDice.com and entering the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark at the end to get you 15% off your order for dice. We play a game called D&D, so, you know, we use dice sometimes, and you need dice, and even though it's a lot of making up stories with your friends in your mind, sometimes you need dice to, like, throw some chaos in it. You know, it's like frickin' Malcolm says, you know, like the chaos of a water droplet rolling down your hand. You know what I'm saying? But here on the stream, we give them, you guys are giving me a lot of looks.
I think this is from Malcolm in the Middle, I'm assuming. I don't know.
No, Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Yeah.
Life will find a way.
Dr. Ian Malcolm.
I was like, tips about Malcolm in the Middle.
He'd probably do that too. He's so smart. But if you're here in the stream, you have a chance to win some dice right now. Enter the offer code giveaway. You have a few more seconds to enter it in, and then you'll have right now a 120 kitty cat 25% chance to win. Who's a boy? Who's a boy? Who wants to lay? He wants to sleep in our bed. Who wants to sleep in our bed? He loves it.
He does.
That little guy.
He loves it. Congratulations to Big Damn Euros.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Big Damn Euros, you have won. Congratulations. You get the dice code. It gives you, I think, $25 off, something like that. I don't fucking know.
Figure it out yourself.
I'm less likely to order an Euro because I'm afraid to say it. I'm going to feel like I sound foolish. Even though they're so delicious.
I've heard gyro and gyro.
I've heard it many different ways.
Gyro.
You know, and not just from white people.
Gyro. Yeah, no, I heard gyro from...
Gyro.
Gyro is the character in Steel Ball Run JoJo. It's G-Y-R-O, and I always pronounce it gyro. It's like, no, his name's Gyro.
Mm.
That's how Rocky pronounces it.
Awesome. Well, gosh, thank you so much, Die Hard. You're the best. And thank you, everybody, for listening along at home and playing along at home. I know you all roll your dice when we do, and it makes us so happy to think about that every day. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me on those places at Thrifty Nerd.
You can follow me, Tim Lanning, on Twitter at Tim Lanning. Check it out. I got a link tree there for all sorts of stuff. Click them.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at the Nika Howard. Or you can find me on OnlyFans, still not a joke, at onlyfans.com/Nika_Howard/Nika_Howard VIP.
Hell yeah.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me on the Game Crime stream at 10 o'clock Central Time every Tuesday after the Gap stream.
And that is a joke.
That is, that's a fucking joke. It's a fucking joke.
It's so funny.
Yeah, we're, I don't know where we're going to be playing. Either the Super Nintendo port of Mega Man 2 that was released today, or possibly Legend of the Mystical Ninja.
Wait, what the fuck did you say?
Yes, somebody ported like a full recode of Mega Man 2 to the Super Nintendo.
Wow.
Weird.
In 2023.
Yeah. Yeah, there's shit happening.
Going back, baby.
Gosh. Well, heck, thanks, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.